That's, Jim announced this morning, we're going to look at Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 through 12. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 through 12. You know, in Isaiah's time, there were people that were falling away from God. And in this passage of Scripture, Isaiah encourages these people. And the title of our lesson tonight is Seeking the Lord. Seeking the Lord. You look with me in this passage. We read. Isaiah writes, beginning with verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and make it bring forth, and bud. It may give seed to the sower, and to the bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you in the singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. In Isaiah's day, as we just noted, God's people were drifting away from Him, from God. In our time, there's a similar situation that even exists in the church. Because we see, as in Isaiah's day, people were indifferent toward God. They didn't want to serve God. We see in the church, the observed indifference in the church. People don't want to serve God. They want to do what they want to They don't want to seek the Lord while he may be found or call upon his name. Then those people were worldly people in their minds. Isaiah the prophet, he's called the messianic prophet in that he prophesied more about Jesus Christ than any of the prophets of the Old Testament. But even in his day there was worldliness in his time. Worldliness that people did not want to seek the Lord. Worldliness that people wanted to do, as we in the 60s, quote, do their own thing, unquote. It's that way today. There's worldliness even in the church. We see in, even in our brotherhood how people have departed from the way of truth, the biblical way. We see how people have let instrumental music and Christian worship in the assembly. We see how people have let worldly activities into the assembly that they may get more people to come. But this is not what God wants. God wants us to seek the Lord while he may be found. Because, as Isaiah said, my ways are not your ways, and neither my thoughts are your thoughts, saith the Lord. Isaiah's plan to his people is also our plan to us in our time. The Bible is not outdated. Because we see even in Old Testament Scripture how situations, how men and women diverted from the Word of God. And how the prophets of the Old Testament tried to get them to come back unto God. And we see that today in our time. We see that situations and observed instances in the Old Testament that you could even say it was happening in 2007, Jim. You could even say that. And we see that the Bible's not outdated. You know, man has always had this problem of sin. And sin will keep people from seeking the Lord. I want us to look at three things this evening about seeking the Lord. Number one, I want to submit unto you that all are seekers. People seek something. All are seekers. Now, some seek signs. Jesus would tell us in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 12. He says, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out in the outer darkness, so there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Well, he says, these people that seek these signs, he said that they do not seek the Lord, they're into their in the time that children of the kingdom should be cast out into outer darkness. He's talking about even Christians that stray away from God. He says, in this place of outer darkness is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then we have some people that are seekers who seek material things of life, and they don't seek God. They don't seek the Lord. Now, Jesus understood this in Matthew chapter 6, verses 32 through 34, when he told the people whom he was preaching to on the Sermon on the Mount, he says, for if after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye need of all these things. He says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient is the day is the evil thereof. So some seek material things. Some not seek the Lord. They seek material things and they worry about tomorrow. Some people seek their own things. You'll look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 21. The Apostle Paul told the brethren of Philippi, for all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. He says some people have gone back into the world. These are Christians again. They're not seeking the Lord. They're seeking those interests outside the Lord's church. Some people seek to please men. This was a problem in Galatia. They wanted to please men. And then Paul asked a question there. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 10. Paul said, for do I now persuade men or God? He said, what am I here for? Am I here to persuade men or am I here to persuade God? Or do I seek to please men? For if yet I please men, I should not be the servant of God. He said, why should I be preaching if I please men? Because this is not what God wants me to do. Then some seek wisdom of the world. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 22. We see Paul would say, for the Jews require a sign. They are sign seekers. And he said, the Greeks seek after wisdom. They're wisdom seekers. But we notice in these areas that all these people are seekers. And we are seekers too. Well, how are we directing our attention? What are we seeking for? Well, now, second place, there's a time to seek. There's a time to seek. And there's a time because we seek the Lord every day. Because the time may not be found if we wait to seek. Because if we wait to seek, then maybe sin has gotten hold of our hearts and hardened our hearts. That our hearts would be hardened against God and against His Word. In Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. We looked at this Wednesday night. The writer said, take heed, brethren, talking to Christians again, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. That's the result in unbelief, in departing from the living God. He said, but exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest that any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Sin hardens the heart. Sin causes people to stray away from God and to leave God. He says, but we are to encourage each other that we will not sin. And we will all time be seeking the Lord. There may be a time if we wait until it's too late, that our mental faculties are no longer functioning, which we can understand correctly. There may be a time, the time may be found if we wait until even death comes. We don't have any time to, that'd be too late to seek the Lord then. Because that's the reason the Bible puts the emphasis on today, on this day, Sunday, September 9th, 2007. This is a day in which we're to seek the Lord while He may be found. We look at the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. And we see the writer there would warn us not to harden our hearts. In the book of Hebrews, we see over and over again, Christians are encouraged not to harden their hearts, not to depart from God, to always seek after the Lord. Verse 7 of chapter 3 of Hebrews starts out by saying, "Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if you will hear His voice," you have the opportunity, and you, right now you're hearing the voice. You're hearing whose voice? God's voice from His Word. He says, "Harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness." He says, don't do as the children of Israel did in the wilderness. They hardened their hearts. God was displeased with them. And He says there was a day of temptation in the wilderness. And they left God. They didn't want to have anything to do with God, because they thought they could live life on their own. But we need to seek the Lord while He may be found. We need to seek the Lord because we understand sin can separate us from God. We can understand that our mental faculties one day may not be, we may not have them as we do right now, and we understand that death will come. So we're seeking the Lord. We're seeking. We are seekers. We are seeking the Lord. Then the third thing, how do we seek the Lord? Do we seek the Lord by our own direction? No. Do we seek the Lord by some man's direction? No. We seek the Lord by God's direction. Now, let's go back and look at the passage. Isaiah chapter 55. He said, verse 8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, saith the Lord." Now, we recognize the fact that God knows what's best for us. That He knows how to take care of us. As Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, God knows that we have need of these material things. So let's seek the kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things should be added to us. And then we recognize the writer would say the heavens are higher than the earth. God is higher than us. There's a song in our songbook called, "Oh, sometimes the shadows are deep, the rock that is higher than I." That's God. God is the rock. For Jesus and the Holy Spirit are higher than us. And since the heavens are higher than the earth, since God's ways are higher than your ways and my ways, and your thoughts, and God's thoughts. Therefore, our thoughts are lower than what God thinks. And God knows what's best for us. But look in verse 12. We see how God looks down upon people that shall seek after Him. The latter part of verse 12 shows that how God views man. It says, "The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." This is not literal. But we recognize the writer uses these phrases to show us that when we seek after the Lord, when we do the will of the Lord, then it's like the trees. The hills break forth in singing and the trees clap their hands. That God is pleased with how we're living our lives. That God is pleased with how we're obeying His Word. That God is pleased how we're going out and trying to show other people what the will of the Lord is. But sinful people, God is not pleased with these people. They must turn from their sinful ways. They must turn from their sinful thoughts and recognize that God is going to judge them one day, and if they stay in that condition, they will be lost. And then they recognize they must turn from the sinful ways. If they continue to be in those sinful ways, and God, again, they'll have to appear before Jesus in judgment and give an account of how they live their life in sin. And the Bible says that those people will be lost. And we see this is a great thought in our lives. It's a serious thought. Seeking the Lord. Now, what's the blessing of seeking God? The blessing of seeking God. Verse 12. Let's go to the first verse of that. First part of that verse. What's the blessing of seeking God? He says, for ye shall go out with joy. You will have joy in serving God. You will have joy in seeking God. And you'll be led forth with peace. You'll have peace of heart with God. Peace of mind with God. How many today have peace of mind and peace of heart? Not very many people. They're always seeking to have peace. They're always seeking to have peace in their lives because there's turmoil in their lives. And they want peace. And they want to be able to just not to have to worry about it. Well, you can have peace. You can have joy tonight. Let's look at an example of joy. Joy is found in Acts chapter 8, verse 39. There was Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. And you remember how Philip, the Spirit of the Lord told Philip to go to the Ethiopian eunuch, and he did, and he came up, and he came up into the chariot. He asked him what he was reading, and he was reading Isaiah 53. But he asked him, do you understand what you're reading? He didn't understand it, because he said, how can I except some man should guide me? But Philip proceeded to preach unto him Jesus, the Bible says. And then after Philip had baptized him, the Bible says in verse 39 of Acts 8, and when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing. That man felt so much better because he had obeyed the Lord. He seeked after the Lord. He was reading the Word of God. He had the Word of God explained to him that he wanted to be baptized for the remission of sins. We seek God. We have the blessing of God through the avenue of peace. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, the writer Paul would say, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Here's a man that was persecuting Christians. Then he was converted to Christianity. Now he's preaching the gospel. And now he can say, through all the turmoil and tribulations that he had physically and mentally and emotionally in his life, he said, therefore, being justified by faith. We can be justified by faith. And we have the peace with God only through Jesus Christ our Lord, he said. So therefore, this is how we can be happy. This is how we can be peaceful. It's by seeking God. Now is the time. Now is the time for your salvation and my salvation this evening. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, Paul tells those people, for he saith, I have heard thee, and at time accepted. In the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. This is the day of salvation for you and for me this evening. Are we seeking after the Lord? Are we seeking after those things which are important? You know, God blesses those who seek Him. In fact, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please God." He said, "Even if you don't have any faith, you cannot please God. It's impossible." He said, "For if you have faith and you seek the Lord, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is," he's seeking the Lord, "and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." That you know that if you seek the Lord in life, when we die and when we appear judgment for Jesus Christ, the judge of all judges, you will know that you have done, use your talents and abilities. You sought the Lord while feeling in this life. You're seeking the Lord now, and you'll be looking forward to living with Him for an eternity. As I look over this assembly, we see we're members of this church, the ones that are old enough to understand what the Word of God is. Are you seeking the Lord tonight? Are you, and be honest with yourself, are you seeking the Lord? Have you let sin come into your life? You let sin separate you from God, but you think you're seeking the Lord. Be sure that you're seeking the Lord before you leave this place tonight, because those that seek the Lord will be saved. Those that seek the Lord will look forward to the coming of Jesus. And as Jim leads us in this invitation song, if you need to come, if you need to rededicate your life back unto God, we encourage you to do that while we stand and sing. Won't you come?